should probably come in at that point. I was busy looking up the outline for the show, but yeah, we tend to come in after he says his first little bit.
What was that? That was the most random.
I wanted a bigger sample to start off with. I haven't done the samples in a while, but I was
like,
screw
five
that.
5 seconds.
I like Bill Dauterive saying, "You've got a rainbow in your mouth, open it for the world." He's talking about someone singing, I believe, but it applies equally to me.
Okay.
Behind this microphone.
Uh-huh.
What?
Sure.
I'm sharing my gift with the world every time I'm behind this thing. That's how I look at it. That's how you better recognize it.
Yeah, no.
Really?
No.
Is this what we're... This is the contentious note we're starting off with.
It is.
This new episode of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today is the lovely Veronica wearing the... what is that Kim Kardashian red band-aid dress?
This is not a Kim Kardashian dress.
Well,
calm
a couple
down.
Chicks have worn it. It's like Kim wore it in a gray, and it actually smashed her fat ass into something that looked nice. And then Jennifer Love Chewit, as I like to say in the gossip blog biz, because I'm funny.
I'm going to say the name wrong. It's Arav Lagar or something like that.
Say it again.
No.
Arav Lagar?
No, I'm not saying it again, because I'm probably saying it wrong, but whatever. It's called the bandage dress. And
it really is called a bandage dress?
Yeah, they're beautiful. They're like $1,200. I really want the light.
Makes you look like a mummy with tees.
Thanks.
It's good. There's some sexy mummy bitches out there.
I feel great about this dress now.
I'm sure one of those old, like, MGM horror film guys, there was, like, Revenge of the Mummy's Bride type thing, and they probably had a foxy-looking lady under them bandages. So, enjoy it.
I do enjoy this dress.
Did we talk about the show's website? I don't think we have yet.
No.
Oh, the illustrious InPapa'sBasement.com, where you can find all of my writing, every episode of this show, good or bad, including that one where I stumbled into the studio alone, hungover for 20 minutes, and just pleaded for someone to call in and then left because I had to take a monster dump.
Seriously?
Yeah.
When was this?
Oh, that was like an 08 or something like that, like kind of in the show's infancy.
Ugh.
I wanted to have some material to put up. And I realized after that one, sometimes nothing's better than something. Because it was bad. I just came in. I left the studio lights off because I was that hungover. Oh. I was in sunglasses. And the entire time, I just had the beer rot gut gurgles.
Ew.
And I was just like, oh, must leave. And I bailed after 20-something minutes, which was pretty much just a conversation between me and a friend on air. And then I was like, you know what? I got to go.
Kind of like last week when I wasn't here. When was that? That was
2 weeks
ago.
Yes. That I want to say I've honed my solo behind the mic skills since.
Mm-hmm.
It took me about 8 to 10 minutes before I was pleading for someone to call in this time. Last time when I did it, it was literally just like, it's Papa's Basement, call in now, Malone. Call in.
For you to ask for callers, you must have been desperate.
It's a sign of weakness, yeah. It's, by the way, the show's number 703-560-TALK. Now that I have you in here from the beginning of the show, I'm probably not going to pick up.
I'm going to make you pick up. Somebody call in, I'm going to make
you pick up. I wish we had call screeners. Do you want to get an intern? I was talking about this.
An intern? Don't I have to get paid before we can get an intern?
No, people work for free for this show like crazy. Anytime I post anything on Craigslist about people joining the show, I get a million offers. It's usually like, yeah, little punks over from... What was it, George Mason, the local 13th grade?
Ah.
A lot of kids over there want some sort of radio experience. It's great because they think there's still, like, money in radio. Who am I to tell them no? That their future after 5 years in the business will be mine. Like, hey, you like currently living at home? Well, get used to it.
That's awesome.
No, I think we should get one again.
I think we should, too. I think he needs to be really cute and tall.
I was... More for like a little bony anorexic chick.
No.
You know?
No.
She could be tall or short.
I need eye candy. I need some eye candy.
You need eye candy? Hold on. I'm going to undo
a button. I don't want to be blind, John.
I'm going to do two, actually. Check that out.
That is so gross. You need like a gallon of Nair.
No.
That is so gross.
This is masculinity coming right at you.
No. That is just not.
Let me stretch a little. Show a little nipple, maybe. Just pull out a little areolar.
Seriously?
A little bit.
Seriously.
Well, a little
John,
hair and then a little no
away.
Hair.
Put it away.
All right.
Put it
I'm
away.
Buttoning up. Just one button, though. We're
no.
still one lower than we used to be. Just to get a little pheromone exchange going.
No. Pheromones.
Pheromones. Just get you to release 4 or 5 eggs, like, right here.
Oh, my God. Really?
That's how manly my stuff is.
No.
I just, sorry. I walk, like, I drop a pen and I bend over to pick it up in front of a convent and they all just ovulate in unison. That's how it works.
That is so gross.
I didn't ask for it. I was born this way. About my masculinity?
Yeah. And about that pubic hair in your chest?
What? I've stopped shaving it recently.
Yeah, obviously.
Last week.
Ew, really?
No, this is like a month of growth.
Greek men.
Yeah, I'm leaving it open. I like the air. Circulating around my man teat. Feels good.
Yuck.
Let's get on with it. I actually did some show prep this week. Are you just stunned to hear that?
I'm impressed.
Once in a while when I'm like, I don't think I have much to talk about with Veronica this week. Like, I've been cramming everything I can in my face. And actually smoking again, so I'm depressed probably.
Ew.
I know.
You got to stop it. Stop it.
And I'm on to like the worst of the worst right now, like American Spirit.
Menthol lights or?
No, like they're just extra tar brand.
Why are you doing this? Why?
Because it gives
me.
Don't
eat more donuts or something.
The donuts. Okay, I mean, you twisted my arm because here's the solution I'm going to come up with. I was going to eat more of the delicious donuts that I found in the green room, and we'll get to those in a second. And I was going to smoke. Like, just
no.
Best of both worlds.
No.
So you're saying I have to have, like, one mouth vice at a time?
Yeah.
Okay. Might have to go cigarettes.
No.
The
Why?
Donuts are...
Why?
What, you've really never, like, had phases where you just smoked?
No, I haven't.
Ooh.
I tried it when I was in, like, the 10th grade. It lasted a whole week.
But you looked so cool and mature.
No, I didn't. I looked like an idiot who's coughing after... Yeah. No.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Agree to disagree.
Whatever.
Why?
I'm right and you're wrong.
No.
Yeah.
That's not how it works on this show.
Yeah.
I'm just varying degrees of right. There's like John being mildly right and John being completely right.
Whatever.
I'll go with mildly right for this. I'll concede you up to that point.
No, you're not mildly right. They cause cancer. There is no mildly right about smoking.
Never
it's
proven.
Gross.
Never
it's
proven. Just ask the good doctors at Philip Morris.
Yes.
And why would they lie? If smokers died, they couldn't smoke anymore. Now you're just sounding stupid. Now you're just sounding like a fool. Just relax.
I think we should both be on the camera today. I'm feeling a little exposed.
Why? I like the camera being trained just on you.
Wait. Has that thing been on before and I didn't know about it?
Like other shows?
Yes.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
I mean, it might have been. Like, this is the first time that the monitor has been up for me to watch. So you might have been filmed and I didn't know it.
Awesome. That's fun. That's
right now, you kind of look like the beginning of Saw where there's just someone chained up and they're
begging
for their life. Yeah. And just some crappy little dungeon.
That's kind of how I feel.
Thank you.
That's how torturous
it's the atmosphere I try to cultivate here. All right, you win. I'm going to go with the donuts.
Okay, good.
The delicious, colossal donuts.
Those are some big donuts.
They're so good. Shoppers brand. I know a lot of people out there don't have Shoppers because have you ever noticed every grocery store is regional?
Yes.
Short of, I want to say, Wegmans and
Wegmans
Whole Foods.
Wegmans is regional too.
Really?
I think so. I think Whole Foods is getting bigger and it's expanding to more areas, but I think Wegmans is
any place you go has its own grocery stores, and what's hilarious, who's sneaking into the other room?
I don't know.
Kind of cute.
Little girl.
Is she? She looks like kind of like a gothic Persian chick. I like.
She's teeny.
Yeah. Good stuff. Tan and teeny.
You and the tiny girls.
Yeah. Anyhow. Spinners.
Really? Seriously.
You go to these other places and you see their grocery store chains. And is it just me or do their names just sound retarded to you?
Give me an example.
Like, ours are great. Okay, upstate New York has Price Chopper.
Uh-huh.
And they have, like, the Price Chop of the Week and stuff like that. And that sounds so stupid to me.
I think it was Ralph's down in
Jersey
Miami.
Is ShopRite. Yeah, there's Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly is great. I would kill for Piggly Wiggly action up here. I think Harris Teeter was south of us, and Harris Teeter just came into our hood.
Yeah, there's but Harris Teeter around me.
When I was a kid, we had A&P, which sounds fine.
I had A&P in Michigan.
Yeah, they're all gone now. They're
dead.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, those are gone.
You'd sooner find a Velociraptor walking than you're going to find an A&P around these parts. Shoppers Food Warehouse, I believe, is still around in some way, shape, or form. A lot of them have closed, mm-hmm. being run out by the ethnic marts, like Loti Mart, if you've ever been there.
No.
Yeah, a bunch of places where they just sell like Asian fish and rice and crap like that. Just demolishing our good, strong white enclaves. But it's okay. Hmm. This is how the world is going to pan out. We got Giant. Giant's the big one, which became Super Giant.
They're Super Giants now?
Super. Everything's a Super Giant now. Why would you want to shop at Giant when Super Giant would exist?
I didn't know Super Giant existed.
Guess their branding did not take hold in your brain, little lady.
Nope. I like Wegmans.
Wegmans is great. I like Whole Foods because that one's close to me. And it has just a ton of prepped food, so I can go there and people think I'm shopping to eat right. And instead, I'm eating pizza, which may or may not be made of decent ingredients. I don't know. I don't care.
You can probably bet that it is.
It's maybe each slice is like a small child's kite. They're the biggest slices of pizza I've ever seen, short of the jumbo slices in Adams Morgan. I love them.
I've never been to Adams Morgan.
You're not missing out on much, but I could say the same of like all of DC.
Yeah.
That you hold a jumbo slice, it tastes like crap. It's the size of three normal slices. And everyone back in the day, when I was coming up, you had your MySpace picture with the jumbo slice.
Ew, why? That's gross.
That was how you proved you were like free of mom and dad and you're going out and partying. It's like, look, I was up at 2 a.m. and drunk and eating a jumbo slice. Touch my genitals, people I randomly message. But I got to say, the Colossal Donut is maybe the best piece of pastry there is in the world.
Oh, God, no. Are you seriously?
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme, hands down. Oh. Better than the Colossal Donut.
Nah, not. I mean, I love Krispy Kreme, don't get me wrong, but first of all, they've screwed things up. Have you been to one recently? They have a million flavors now. They've ruined the purity. I liked... Hey, what flavor do you want? Oh, there's just one, Krispy Kreme.
You can still get
it. Eat
it,
you fat pig.
You can still get...
I don't like the options, though, because then I have to take them, and they're never as good as the original.
So get, like, six. You're going to eat them anyways. I mean,
I do, but it's, like, two normal Krispy Kremes and then, like, the lemon drop flavor and a blueberry flavor, and I eat all the weird ones first, and I'm like, why didn't I just get the good one? And I have to treasure those two I have left and like eat them semi-slowly like a normal being would.
Okay, if you know this, just get six of the regular. Why?
Because you took something good.
You are such a fat kid.
And you put more icing on it. Like, how is that not going to be better? And yet it never is.
Just don't get them. Have a little self-control.
No. Now you're just talking crazy, silly. But I love the Colossal Donut. My favorite pastry, bar none. The size of Andre the Giant's fist, right? Would you say?
And how many have you had today?
I had two so far while in the green room.
And you're planning on your third.
I'm going to eat my third. It's maybe kind of a guerrilla warfare thing, though, because I think it was brought in by that dude, as I like to call him, Black Napoleon, who does the music show. That sucks! You hear me?
Was he at the front today?
I'm not sure if he was. I saw him once, and we just kind of exchanged glances, and he was like, oh, there's the white mother effer that always rats on me for being too loud. And I was like, there's the black son of a bitch who's too loud. And it's just, that's how we view each other. Nice. I'm fine with it. I'm sure he's a nice enough guy. But every so often, he would bring food into the green room. I know they're not just leaving that, like, the station staff. What the hell do they have to give us free food for?
They are always eating pizza. Every time I come in here, they have pizza in their mouth.
Even if it's free, crappy community radio, it's still radio. You have to be fat by law.
You don't.
You go in for a radio interview, it's like, I like what I'm seeing, but you're going to have to put on a few. It's like being an offensive lineman. Like, they need you to bulk up.
Okay.
It's true. I'm sorry. Like, you need to get really fat for us to go anywhere in this business.
Sorry. Not going to happen.
Because then every guy can be like, oh, she's the hottest voice. I wonder how she looks. And then they'll go to your Facebook page, and it's just all these, like, cleverly shot pictures
like,
of just your face.
You can always tell when someone's a fatty because their pictures are all, like, from the neck up.
Well, it's not even the neck sometimes. Angle. Sometimes it's, like, the bottom of the picture is just where the chin line should be defined. And it's like scooping out and concealing chins 2 through 7.
Yeah, just like all your pictures.
No, I kind of lean up like I'm seeing the face of Jesus in the clouds.
No, you should lean down. It smooths everything out.
No, if you lean down, it like pushes your cheek and like all the neck fat kind of in. Like,
well, don't boost your chest up into your chin, dummy.
No, you got to look up like that. Like a picture of
You're so wrong, and every model on the planet would disagree, but...
Really?
I don't know. Whatever.
No, you look up, like, why have you forsaken me, God? That's the pose I do. Just looking up. Eh? This is working on the radio, by the way. Me looking up at the ceiling lights.
If you would turn that, they could see you.
Okay, fine. I will turn and I'll actually pretend that we do a show. We've got 3 current viewers, just as many as Sue Bartholomew. That's really depressing. All right. So we got the camera. 3-second lag. There's the...
That's the face.
There.
That's
the pose
the
was struck.
Take home to mom.
Exactly. And then live there for 31 years. I take that back. I was out of the house for a while. Mm-hmm. I like how I hold that kind of out there. Like, I'm
did
not
you take
total
us
not...
both off now, silly?
It's like half of you. Hold on. Let me get you on camera.
I don't care.
So anyhow, I ate the donuts not just because they're delicious, because I think they also belong to the show that always annoys us next door.
That's nice of you.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
It's just my little thing. I'm going to like act like I did it just to be passive aggressive, but I only did it because the donuts were delicious.
Mm-hmm. Cool, dude.
Okay. Are you ready for the least smooth segue ever?
Yes.
Because I don't care to develop my segue skills. Unnecessary in this modern day and age of ours.
Well, it's hard to segue into anything from donuts.
Exactly. It's all lesser. You're only going down from donuts.
I know.
You could be like, hey, it's Bob Barker coming in the studio naked.
Give me the donuts.
Give me the donuts, even though I love him and his incessant message to spay and neuter. Veronica.
Yes.
I know you're not so big into the swords and sorcery.
No.
All that crap, because you're a normal person. Although your kind is kind of like an endangered species now.
Oh, you think?
I think so. I think pretty much everyone's getting way dorky lately. Mm. The little kids today, they're into their...
computer nerds.
Oh, they love their modern warfare. Even the girls, the hot girls. Even they are geeks.
Yeah, I guess.
But are you a fan of Game of Thrones? In spite of the whole kind of... It's douche nozzles running around with swords going, Vashti, hark.
I've never
seen it. I think that
was
like pirates and knights.
I've never seen it, but everybody talks about it.
It's great. It's really good. It's got an engaging plot, gratuitous nudity, which doesn't hurt. I mean, it's fun. And everyone shaved back then, apparently. I'm fine with that decision. I heard Deadwood just used to be like tumbleweed muff central. Who wants that?
Yeah.
Exactly. Be groomed. But great acting, looks very high budget, just very well executed show. Okay. Do you have HBO? It's on HBO On Demand.
No, we don't have our cable hooked up right now.
Ooh.
I know, it's lame, but moving soon, thank God.
Except for the last episode of season 1. They yanked that off demand very recently.
Why?
Because apparently, I'm glad you asked. You see that little back and forth? Building this pyramid of laughter. Maybe you're going to learn something at the top.
Mm-hmm.
They yanked it because there's a scene with a bunch of heads on pikes.
I read about this.
Bunch of heads on pikes.
Yes.
And apparently one of them was actually like from a George W. Bush dummy. And they threw a wig on it. And I think no one would have picked up on this except for the fact that in a DVD commentary, which, again, season one's commentary or season one's DVDs must have come out like last year. Or early this year. So months after months after months have passed. And finally...
Somebody noticed.
Someone's like, hey, you can see... Yeah, it's not even that they noticed. The creators just told a story.
Yeah, like apparently they needed heads and those were
there was
a bunch of them laying around. So they grabbed one.
Why would
no
you
deal.
Have... Even then, they obviously cared enough to like hide it with some sort of wig.
Yeah. And
it wasn't like just some short
it.
Gray-haired George Bush staring at you.
Yeah.
And they
I
said,
think it's kind of funny.
They said, look, it wasn't a political statement. Now they're working in Hollywood, so let's assume they're bleeding heart liberals who would just as soon sell us to the Chinese. But you know, they pretty much said, and I'll take it at face value. And if it wasn't face value, who gives an S?
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
So who's making a big deal out of it? Everybody? I mean,
nobody's making a big deal out of it. HBO comes out at first, and they're like, well, blah, 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 blah. This is appalling. Don't sue us. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
we're going to fix this. Don't sue us.
So they did it
keep
for...
subscribing. Do you think HBO gives two Fs about anything anti-Bush or anti-Obama or anything? They just want money.
I thought I read an article and there was some group somewhere who was upset and offended by it.
Some group somewhere can, you know, do something to my something. Fill in the blanks. I don't think any... You're going to find someone upset by anything.
Yeah, agreed.
the problem with this country is we've started kowtowing because the perception of the, like, the lashback, whatever the hell I'm trying to come up with word-wise there, the backwash, something. There's a word that covers what I'm looking for. I can't find it right now.
Okay.
God damn my brain. Backlash.
The cigarettes.
Backlash. Did I just say backlash like 3 seconds ago? Okay, backlash is the word I was looking for. But now my brain's confirmed it's the right one. The backlash, the perceived backlash, they're so afraid of. Because real backlashes are nothing. Do you know what a public outcry is nowadays? It's like 3 angry emails. I write emails for anything. Do you know the effort involved in writing an email, Veronica? It's nothing.
It's 2 seconds.
I write them nonstop. I do them to torture my friends. I'm like, hey, have a great day at work. And then it's like a picture of a guy with his face eaten off. And 4 people doing that, a collective
is
effort.
A public outcry.
Of generously, let's say, 2 minutes, is the public going nuts about this crap. So HBO, thank God I watched this damn episode on demand. They've yanked the episode from on demand. They've recalled the DVDs.
Seriously?
Yes.
Okay.
This episode is no longer going to exist. When it comes back out, they're going to digitally edit the head out.
Are they trying to make this more relevant than what it really is? Is that what they're going for?
I don't think it's some cunning ploy to get people to go, oh, we're going to watch Game of Thrones, and it's the last episode of the season, so we're going to watch every episode up till then to understand it in context. No. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a bunch of people who want to get angry about it, saying, screw liberal Hollywood, and checking out the, like, 10-second, or it's like a 30-second clip, which I watched twice, and I'm ADD as hell. So maybe I missed it because of that. I couldn't find this damn thing looking for it.
Well, they showed a still on the article that I read. So it was just, you could see, you could clearly see the profile and it was his.
Yeah.
But
would you think
cares?
Of it at all? Like, you're just watching this. Like, they show, they're panning across 18 heads on pikes.
Question, did they use more? Did they use just one of his heads or more?
Just one.
I thought they used a few.
Really? That'd be hilarious.
I don't remember, but I remember them saying that they had a surplus of, you know, George Bush heads laying around, so they grabbed some. I don't know if it was one or some or however many, but I probably would have noticed for like 2 seconds and then, ooh, something sparkly. Next.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I don't. But they've gone that far. They've taken it down from HBO On Demand until it's digitally edited and the DVDs have been recalled. So if you're bored and you want to collect something that's going to not appreciate it at all because DVDs are worthless, go out, go ahead, buy the Game of Thrones DVD set for season 1. Great show. And you can stare at Bush's head.
Would I like this show?
Would you like it? I mean, I'll say yeah off the top of my head. You would. I don't know why there'd be any elements you really wouldn't, because it's character driven and it's drama. It might be a little more for the guys, but I don't think you would dislike it.
I'll have to check it out.
I know girls that watch it and like it. You should
check
it out.
I'll check it out.
Good.
Fine.
Ow, Jesus. Why did I turn up your levels? That really hurt. Oh, is there like blood coming out of my eardrums and nose now?
I wish.
And my tear ducts?
Way more entertaining.
It would. And it would be on camera too. Speaking of dumb ideas.
Yes.
Like listening to this show. That's a burn on our 2 current viewers. We're now lower than Sue Bartholomew.
Someone logged off.
We've lost 2. No, we started at 4. Ugh. We came out of the gate
just
roaring. Because
we're talking about donuts and George Bush heads.
Yeah, that we should have like hundreds
of viewers.
This is
what happens when you do show prep. Our best show is when you do no prep.
I know, but once in a while you have to do prep.
I know.
It's just, it's like going back to like a fat chick, you know, you can lay. And after a while you're like, maybe she wasn't that fat. I don't remember it being that bad. And I'm horny.
So you text her again and then
yeah,
she comes to 300
pounds. Yeah, and as soon as she answers the door, you're like, what am I doing? Why? Why has my life gone this way?
This is show prep for us. That's awesome.
I have events conspired thus. Speaking of bad ideas, both HBO's recall and banging that fat girl that you know is fat, and you remember her being fat, so don't let your horniness cloud your thoughts. CBS is paying for the rights to do a game show based upon the Little Draw Something app.
That's lame.
Which, do you have that on your phone?
I don't.
Is it only Apple, or does Droid have it and you just didn't pick it up?
I'm not a big app girl. I use like 3.
Me too. You would think I would use a ton. I really don't. I have Flashlight. Flashlight's the most useful app I've ever had.
I might have to get that one.
Flashlight's great.
Yeah.
There's a million of them, and it's always like ad spam at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But you hit a button, it turns your phone into a flashlight. That's bleeds the battery like, oh, you wouldn't believe.
Oh, maybe not then.
It's still useful for like finding you dropped a, I don't know, poker chip or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or a
who
pretzel.
Randomly drops a poker chip? If you drop the pretzel, do you really want it back?
Yes.
Why?
5 seconds of pure cleanliness.
No, dude. That's gross.
10 seconds
just
if you're hungry.
Just let the pretzel go.
No.
Yes. You have cigarettes now. Why do you need pretzels?
I need both. You ever chewed food while smoking?
No, I don't smoke.
Even I haven't. Trick question. So we've got the Draw Something app. It's being turned into a game show.
Yay!
Yeah! Why are you staring at me?
Because why are we talking about this?
Because I think it's the dumbest idea on earth. And I just want to harp on stupid crap today.
Agreed.
And we're like halfway home. That's what prep does. It's 3:26. We haven't had to do 1 ounce of thinking. I'm just looking at this little notepad file full of crap I did before. It's like a present from past me. It's like memento for the DJ.
Okay, man. I think we should talk about Prometheus or however it's...
We can get to Prometheus as soon as I talk about just how bereft of ideas CBS must be. Because okay. They coughed up for, I'm really sure, a CBS that paid for the S My Dad Says show. Do you remember that with William Shatner? Based on that stupid Twitter account. Where it's just a bunch of writers pretending they had like a senile dad, and they would all say, well, my dad said this, my dad said that. And you would read it, unless you're a moron. You're like, wow, your dad's incredibly articulate and has the perspective of a young man, but okay. And they bought that show. It's just Pictionary. Have you ever played Draw Something?
No. I don't know.
You get a word, and you draw the word.
Oh, and it's like a competition.
And the person guesses what you drew.
Yeah, I think Nick had Play Something on his phone.
It's Draw Something, not
Draw
Play Something.
Whatever.
Play Lame. Something sounds like the most open-ended Lame. Thing ever.
I have a piano.
Second app. Only to Do Something. Or just Something, the app.
How about I'm lame and bored and I have nothing to do better than to play on my phone.
There you go.
That's what that app should be called.
It's Pictionary. And there's been Win, Lose, or Draw. Apparently, Pictionary has been a game show a couple times, but we're supposed to care because it's called Draw Something now.
So let me get this right. If I remember correctly, you draw something and the other person has to guess what you're drawing?
Yeah. Well, you draw. It's not like a live thing. You draw the picture and it's to your satisfaction. You say send. And it goes out into the internet ether and a million little hamsters process the data on their wheels and then they wheel it back down to the other phone because that's how the internet works. And you get your picture, and you're like, I believe it to be this. The country's dead.
Yes.
We've got Battleship the movie.
Ugh, that just looks horrible.
We've got Draw Something the show.
I did see somebody came up with a Battleship drinking game. That looks kind of fun.
How does it work?
You've got shots in like little movable boats, and you move them around.
Oh, okay, like the actual game.
When your ship gets sunk, you've got to do the shots.
See, that's great. Because that makes sense. Battleship is a game, and it should stay a game.
Yes.
I hate people thinking that there's crossover appeal in, like, this worked as a Twitter account. Let's make a show of it.
I disagree, man. Monopoly, the movie, is going to be amazing.
They made Godfather Monopoly.
Did they really?
Just recently.
I think they should do a Monopoly, the game, kind of like The Wizard of Oz. Like, shot like that. I think that'd be funny.
I think it'd be beyond ridiculous, but that's another thing. How many goddamn monopolies are they going to make?
I don't know.
There's one for
every
college.
There's a Lord of the Rings Monopoly.
There's Lord of the Rings. The Godfather one, you have like a horse's head as a, I don't know, as one of the pieces.
I've never seen The Godfather.
I know. You haven't seen any good movies.
I'm so lame.
What's the last movie you saw?
Prometheus.
Really?
Yes.
I definitely saw Prometheus myself on Monday.
Ah.
Some things were getting spoiled over the weekend and I was like, F this. I don't have time.
Some things were getting spoiled.
Some things were being spoiled.
Were being spoiled. What on earth are you talking about?
Well, people kept joking about a space octopus. And
people were talking about it too much, so you had to
just go see. I was like, I don't want to hear this crap out of context. Because
gotcha.
I love Alien, and Aliens is amazing too. After that, it gets real bad real fast.
I haven't seen either of those.
You missed out on so many references they made to the first movie.
Oops.
Like, it was such... Because it was set in that universe, maybe like 80 years ahead of the first Alien film, the ending shot, which was spoiled for me again, shows the first alien being made.
Yeah, yeah, I got that.
I.
You mean 80 years before where aliens was?
It Prometheus in that universe is, oh, Christ. I don't have the exact timeline in front of me. I want to say it takes place minimum 50 years before.
The first Aliens.
Alien movie. Film, yeah, exactly.
Okay. Like the now whole, I have to see Aliens, but I was like this half the time in the movie. Like,
why? Because you're being grossed out?
Yeah, it was a little scary.
Well, the original was like that, too. The original was a masterpiece. It was kind of like a slasher film in space.
I can't see that first one. I've seen
that first one's so good.
Yeah, no.
The Alien and Aliens.
The thing with the alien near her face.
Yeah, no. It has the second mouth that comes out.
Mm-mm. Oh, God, no.
What did you think of Prometheus, then? Like, a person who's
weird.
Never...
It was just weird. And I, at the end of the movie, I totally blanked and I was like, how did this thing start? And the guy that I was with, he was like, don't you remember the beginning with the white
the
guy, whatever.
Strands.
And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Don't listen if you haven't seen Prometheus.
No,
I want to discuss the film for a second. You didn't walk away with a lot. I thought it was really good and like spiritual actually.
Huh?
You didn't get into the spirituality of the movie.
No, what spiritual? It's aliens banging a lady and she had to that part was so gross.
Why are things so just gross and limited to you? Why can't you see the good in everything like me, Veronica?
I haven't seen the other two, so I missed all the good stuff.
You didn't have to see the other two to understand that this was a movie. Like the whole concept of us being made by someone else and the one scientist says, we get it. We figured out who God is. And then the other lady's like, okay, who made God? Isn't that awesome to you? That's mind-blowing to me. I mean...
Why? Why is that mind-blowing to you?
Because I like thoughts like that being put into a movie. I like real spiritual thoughts. Like,
Dude, you need to go to church.
No, church is... I don't care for that because
I don't care for that. I want my spirituality in a movie made by Hollywood.
Well, no. I just like that at least something slightly challenging to Christian beliefs is being put out as a movie. Have you ever seen The Invention of Lying? Speaking of a film,
no.
I caught that last weekend. That is the ballsiest effing movie that has ever been put out, like regarding religious belief, in I don't know how long.
I will have to check it out.
It's Ricky Gervais, who's big into like, meh, I'm an atheist, except in a British accent instead of the meh.
Meh.
Yeah, that's how I signify a British accent. Yeah. Did you like how my yeah? It was very close to my meh.
Sounds like a little tea, but he's
movie. They tagged on this stupid, superfluous love story with Jennifer Garner and her massive chin.
I love Jen Garner.
No, she's hot, but she's got a manly jaw.
No, she doesn't.
She does. I'm partial
it's
to
funny
it.
Funny that you're talking about her, because the guy that I was with kind of looks like Ben Affleck.
I thought you were going to say Jen Garner, because I think she'd make a handsome man. Just
really?
Shave her head down, yeah. But I find her cute as a woman. I like her boobs. She got good stuff. She was part of this movie. She added nothing to it. That's fine. The whole ballsy part about Invention of Lying is he invents religion through lying. And he's just openly... He's in this world where everything is reality, and they believe in nothing. You die, and you just go to a void. And he's the only person who exists who can lie, and his mom's dying, and she's like, I don't want to become nothing. And so he invents heaven there on the spot and then starts making up commandments. And the whole movie is just saying, this is a lie, because this is the one man who can lie.
Okay.
That's ballsy, though. Don't you get it? Just saying God's a myth? Like, 90 minutes of God is a myth trying to play in American theaters?
There are so many people who say that already that it's not shocking to me
at
all.
It's not shocking to me at all, the message. I guess the means of distributing it, like a movie that costs several million to make, where the central thing is... God is a myth being put out there? I mean, it tanked. What do you expect it to do?
It doesn't every single sci-fi movie ever made with aliens say the same thing? Why is that shocking to you? I don't get it.
It contradicts, I suppose, Judeo-Christian beliefs where it's like it's just God who made us and that's all we have. Yes. But it doesn't – there isn't a scene where Alien turns the camera. It's like, you know Jesus was a lie, and then goes back and like buries his mouth in someone.
But does it even have to say it if you're really thinking –
But
I
think so many people are just dumb that it doesn't – they'll watch Harry Potter and be like, I can watch this and totally believe in the Bible too. Where I guess
Harry Potter.
Yeah, I guess Quidditch is the game of Satan himself and they shouldn't be able to cast spells because that's sorcery. And Harry will be in the devil's warm bosom when he dies. Who said that? But I suppose if we're going with your view, yes, anything in a movie that contradicts kind of...
the Bible.
Yeah. But it's a different thing for me where there's those contradictions and you can gloss over and be like, well, the overall thing
it's
that Harry does is a good thing. So I guess he'll go to heaven. Whereas there's another movie out there that's like, hey, look, look past the Bible. It's actually talking about the content of the Bible, the spiritual content of the Bible, and like saying, look, there's things that exist beyond this. I guess it's trying to, I'm really failing here, but it's dealing with the Bible's, I guess, veracity and its truth. Whereas those other movies, they're not saying, hey, look, with RoboCop being in this movie, that doesn't mean Jesus doesn't exist. Whereas your invention of lying, it's like, of course there's no God. What are you, stupid? Like, there's another scene, like a dramatic kind of breaking down the end of the movie where Ricky Gervais is in front of his mother's grave. He's like, I know you're not in heaven. You're just in the ground in front of me. And I'm like, that's ballsy as hell. Now, because I believe that too, but for a guy to get a movie made that, again, cost several million, and then it was distributed, not as like a weird indie film, but kind of as like a mainstream comedy, go take the family.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, because it tanked hard. Because you think Middle America's cool with a movie where it's like 90 minutes. I'm like, you're a moron. This is a lie.
The Heartland? Oh, God, yeah. No. I could see it playing on like maybe 1,000 screens in New York and L.A.
Exactly.
That's about
like
it.
A little indie film, that's fine.
Yeah.
But a big budget thing. Again, not like 100 million. This isn't Terminator 2 circa 91, but I just thought it took
Eddie Furlong.
Balls.
Let's take a moment.
What? To mourn what a weird little freak he's become?
He was so cute back then.
Well, he was like 16 back then, you
him
pet.
And Devin Sawa. I loved them.
Devin Sawa has become replaced with that Jeremy Renier guy. They look the same.
Who?
Jeremy Renier, I think his name
Who's
is.
Who's Jeremy Renier?
Have you ever seen The Town?
No.
Ooh. Did you ever watch, God, what was the one that won the Oscar like 2 years ago with the bomb demolition dude? I don't know. The one that beat out Avatar. Hurt Locker.
No, I never saw
He's the star of Hurt Locker. Okay, I'm going to look up Jeremy Renier. I think
can
his
you
name
put him
is.
Up on that monitor so I can see?
Yeah, actually, I might be able to. Hold on. I'll just bring him up on the laptop, and then I'll hold up my laptop.
Okay.
That's the beauty of
that's high tech.
My little, exactly.
That's high tech.
Okay.
Or I could just find him on my phone.
No, I don't trust you. You're going to be texting and looking at emails the entire time I allow you to do that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm going to need you to talk for like 3 seconds. I'm going to look up Jeremy Renier. They'll fix the spelling error that... because I know I'm mispronouncing that name.
Why do you make me talk by myself? It never works.
You're fine. Just say anything. Make
I'm
a
kidding.
Fart noise for 3 seconds. I don't care.
Quick, hurry.
All right. I typed in, okay, R-E-N-N-E-R.
Jeremy Renner? He looks nothing like Devin Sawa. He's the guy that played the one that shoots the bows in Avengers.
Actually, yeah, Hawkeye.
Yeah, Hawkeye.
He looks exactly like Devin Sawa.
He looks nothing like Devin Sawa. Are you kidding me?
Okay, I've looked at my bunch of Jeremy Renner pictures right now.
Renner. Jeremy Renner.
I think it's Renner. I could
no,
be wrong.
It's not Renner.
Is it Renner? Have you seen him interviewed? I'm really sure like he's been on shows
okay,
and been introduced as
now
Renner.
You Google Devin Sawa. They look nothing alike. Nothing.
Right there.
In this one random picture where his head's
like,
cocked at a 15-degree angle, he kind of...
He looks like
dude,
Jeremy Renner.
Dude, I turned my head like that and I might slightly resemble you.
If
come
Jeremy
on.
Renner was like a gay man
Jeremy
circa
Renner.
92.
Jeremy
Renner.
Renner.
God, Devin Sawa, what the hell happened to that ogre?
I think that would be Coke. But he was hot when he was younger.
Yeah, you're not the only chick I know that was like all about that guy. What, did he have idle hands?
Him and Zachary Ty Bryan.
Which one was
that?
I don't
normally like
the
blondes. Yeah, the oldest kid from Home Improvement. And I don't typically like the blondes.
Wait,
you know this.
The oldest guy from Home Improvement looks like S now.
No, he looks cute now.
What's his name?
Zachary Ty Bryan. I love this like early 90s teen heartthrob segment. This is fun.
Let's see. Zachary.
Ty Bryan. T-Y.
T-Y.
Yes.
God, what a redneck.
No. He's cute.
Oh, this guy looks like a damn mongoloid now. Are you kidding me? Here he is in his little monkey suit. Look at that big face.
Oh, I think he's cute.
That big fat noggin you think
adorable.
Is cute?
Adorable.
Good God.
He kind of looks like the lead singer from Rascal Flatts. Just
he looks like he should own a KFC, like in Northern Florida.
Hey, what's wrong with Florida? Don't hate on Florida.
Southern Florida is nice. Northern Florida should be flushed down the effing
Miami,
toilet.
I miss Miami. Can we? Let's go to Miami. Let's do the show live from Miami.
Okay, let's do that. And while we're doing it, porn stars will have sex with me.
Okay.
And Marilyn Monroe will come back from the grave.
Okay.
Do you like how I pronounce that?
Monroe?
Monroe.
Well, you're slaughtering everybody else's last name. So
I was throwing you that bone.
Uh-huh. I think we should go to Miami.
Well, I think so, too. I want to go to Vegas and Greece while we're at it.
Never been to Vegas. How sad is that?
You'd like it.
You think?
Everybody would like Vegas.
I feel like I'd be an old lady and want to go to bed at 9 o'clock.
You would. You would. I mean, you're... Okay.
I'm
Vegas,
what?
Vegas,
I'm what, John?
Vegas is people of all ages.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say there's kind of different strata of people in the town.
Mm-hmm.
And batch number one is like 18 through 21. I live in Vegas or California, and I came here with great ease, and they're just like barfing everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, there's... That was the highlight to me, just people barfing like dogs that had eaten some gas-stained grass or something like that. Like, they just found something in the trash they shouldn't have had, and they're on all fours just heaving in front of their friends,
that's
and you're just walking
so
by.
Gross.
Like, I was laughing uncontrollably. Like, there's so many disasters just waiting to happen in Vegas. I remember very vividly at 11 a.m. I was going to get breakfast with the friends I had gone with, and it was like four douchey frat boys. And they had those little red plastic cups that you take to like a keg party. And they're walking around with... No, shut up. And they're walking around with a handle of like Jack Daniels at 11 a.m. And they're drinking this, just going, Vegas, baby!
That's so lame.
I like how much spittle came out when I did that.
Yeah, that was hot.
I know. It's a great city, though. I mean, for if you don't want to party a ton... Like, I just ate all the time.
Like you ate?
I know. I went to...
I'm completely shocked by this.
Yeah, I hung out with family, I ate, and I went to the Hustler Club, which was awesome. Best strip joint ever.
Another shocker.
Yeah, exactly. Overeating and strippers. Title
you
of
do
my
that
autobiography.
Here.
No, well,
so
I don't enjoy it as
much.
So
why would I like Vegas? What would I get out of it, you think?
What would you get out of Vegas? You would enjoy the
shows. I'm going to get married.
No. You would enjoy the shows.
Mm-hmm.
I could see you doing one of the 17 Cirque du Soleil shows on the Strip.
Maybe.
And enjoying it.
Maybe.
You might enjoy a topless review.
Probably not.
Classy.
That's not classy.
Because they don't show them cooters. That's how they keep it classy.
It's not classy.
I think it is.
Taking their clothes off.
Okay. Agree to disagree.
I want to go to dinner at the Bellagio.
That's fun. Do you like gambling?
I've never gambled before, but I do like blackjack.
You would enjoy Vegas, even though it's like on the Strip $10 minimums, I think, per hand, which is kind of obnoxious because it takes about 7 minutes to get rid of $100.
Dang.
And you're
Thanks.
Like, I could have put that into a lot of G-strings. That's really how I rationalize stopping the gambling very quickly.
I just want to wear a cute dress and some cute shoes. And
That's fine. There's lots of clubs. Best around. Clubs I've ever seen. Clubs there are wild.
You need to go to Miami.
I've been to Miami several times. That's actually one of the rare cities that isn't like in this immediate area that I've been to a lot for some reason.
Hmm.
I love Miami. It's fun. I've never seen a more opulent, like, just nakedly, these are the rich people city than Miami, where it's just like, oh, it's the Coke mobile pulling up.
Yeah, that's for
and
sure.
And some guy in, like, a several thousand dollar Italian suit comes out.
Just walks out.
With just the hottest piece of Cuban ass you've ever seen on her arm.
Or a few.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that is a city where money, and then you go two blocks over and it's an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But, no.
Well, I mean, two blocks back from the beach.
Exactly.
It's pretty bad.
Exactly. It's.
I don't think I ever deviated from Washington. Like, that's just where we stayed. They had an ocean. I miss that place.
An ocean?
Yeah, ocean is right by Ocean Boulevard or Ocean whatever. And then
it's next to the ocean, probably. I'm going to go out on that
limb. It might be. It could
okay.
be.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
And then Washington is right behind it. And that's where all the, like, level and all the clubs are.
Hmm.
For the most part. Yep. I miss that place. Why are you checking your phone? You shoot daggers at me when I do that.
You were talking. You were
is
doing
somebody
like,
locked out of their car.
No, I actually didn't miss business for once. I'm trying to sell the last of my Wii crap off. And someone's going to be, he left a voicemail and texted me.
Hmm.
Of course, it took him an hour to get back to me. He started talking to me at like 1:30. I was like, dude, just do this before I'm on air. Of course he couldn't.
Somebody tried to, you're trying to sell something again?
Copy of Smash Brothers. What?
You're,
I'm selling this stuff. I'm not buying it.
I don't know, man.
I gotta get it out of the house. I have extra copies of a lot of crap.
Yeah, because you buy game systems and flip them.
Yeah, and then the market died because GameStop like slashed the price on the Wii, and so I've had them in my hands for like a month, and I'm like, what's going on? And then I finally realized yesterday that they had discounted the Wii horribly because the new Wii system's coming out soon.
Oh, I see, I see.
Yes, kill me. Well, we got a couple other topics, or we can peace out. It's 3:45. It'd be a little early, but...
Well, Doug is waiting for us.
Doug. Well, Dougie the whole Doug. Blue Shorts affair.
Where have you? Do you know where this little party's at?
No, I thought you did.
No, he sent me the address though because he knew you'd screw up.
I like Doug's faith in me. So where is it?
Doug knows you.
Do you have it as an email or a text or what?
I have to look it up. I have to look it up.
Okay, then we're fine. I don't have the address though. We'll go out for a couple hours, pretend we're normal.
No, you'll pretend that you're normal. I'll go there.
I didn't realize we're going there right after the show because I definitely wore like nothing.
Where were you when we were discussing this?
Like, you left a bunch of messages on the Facebook.
Yeah.
You were just saying,
so
like, John's not going to show.
And yeah, it was like, if you could talk antisocial John into going, then I'll go. But I got to go there, and then I have to go to Meat Fest.
Meat Fest?
Yes.
Is that some strip club that you're a fan of?
No. My
Sounds like an all-black gentleman's review.
One of my old roommates is a big hunter, and so are his buddies. So they have an annual Meat Fest where they bring all different kinds of game and... Yeah, it should be fun.
So you're going to get Mad Cow of all varieties.
Yes.
I'm cool with that. I'll miss you when you're a babbling maniac.
What are you talking about? Oh.
What? There's all kinds of like
I'm
Mad
Cow-ish
diseases.
I'm not
going to
eat any
diseases.
Of that.
You're going to Meat Fest and you're not going to eat meat?
Well, no, I'm not actually.
That why?
I might sample a few things. And that's
that
about
is
it.
Literally the most asinine thing you've said. On are you trying
I'm not
to sleep
going,
with the guy or this?
No.
Is like, so this is like a friend,
yes.
Who's invited you to something called Meat Fest.
Yes, and I'm
yet
not
you're
gonna
not going to eat meat.
I don't.
And you're not trying to like impress the guy, really.
No, like my landlords are going to be there. He's going to be there. He's got a bunch of friends, so I'm just going to go hang out. What? Why is this a big deal? If I was a vegan, would you be giving me crap for not eating the meat?
No, your entire existence is not eating meat, though. Like, vegans don't shut the F up about how cruel meat is and how they're not wearing leather and et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
You eat meat.
I
unless
do.
I
but I don't want to eat Bambi or I don't want to. I like cow and chicken.
Never
and
had venison?
No, I've never.
Gamey.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
It's like tastes almost like spoiled beef. It's actually
See, I don't like chewy stuff. That's why I don't eat fish.
Fish isn't chewy. Fish
yes,
is flaky.
It is.
Poorly done beef Ugh. Is chewy.
No. Like calamari.
That's
fishy,
not fish. That's a
chewy.
Squid.
Whatever. Anything that swims, not on my plate.
I love
Thanks.
Seafood. It's the best.
No, not this girl.
Fine. Well, we can peace out. I don't.
Well, what else did you want to talk about?
Chris Brown fought with Drake.
Meh.
Oh my God. OMG. OMG.
Who
WTF.
Cares?
LOL. Raffle, raffle.
Who cares?
That was my
why
reaction
are they,
on Twitter.
Why are either of them relevant at all? I don't get it.
I hate them both, but just because they're young and handsome and successful.
I don't think they're
and
that handsome.
Chris, well, that's because you're a racist.
I am not a racist. Shut up.
You just hate them.
No. I actually don't mind Chris Brown. I think he's
You would let him
adult,
work in
but...
your house. Preferably the field, but...
Like, why would he work in my house? What gotcha. Is he talking about? And then I got it. Why don't you just pull your hood out while you're at it?
I just hate anyone that young and successful. Like, Drake is 25. Chris Brown, did you realize he's 23? Like,
yes.
He's been big since he was, like, 18 or something.
So you must really loathe Justin Bieber.
He's, like, almost... Like, I'm okay with a kid that comically young getting big. Because it's, like, a 14-year-old. He doesn't even have hairs yet.
He's, like, 18 now or something.
He still looks like a... damn chick who hasn't grown T's yet.
Yeah, he does.
So I don't mind him so much, but a guy that looks like a virile actual man and he's successful, like, oh, that's... Have you ever seen Chris Brown without his pants?
No.
He, like, accidentally let a photo of that leak. Like, that guy's got a D. Calling it a penis.
Why
like,
have you seen it?
Because if you...
How do you know it's really his? Is his face in the picture,
Yes,
too?
It's just him standing there with this thing that, like... Using the word penis, it should be like penis with five extra S's on the end of it. And he's not even like he's hard. That's just like him hanging.
Maybe I do like Chris Brown.
Oh my, no, you wouldn't when he walked in here all side saddle. Like a damned desperado. Oh like that was a bad idea. What's a perforated cervix?
John.
No, that guy, I guess I like actually, you know what? I don't hate either musically. Whenever I hear their crap, I'm like, that wasn't bad.
I actually like their stuff.
Yeah, and then I hate myself for it.
I don't know if I've ever heard anything by Drake.
But apparently they got into fisticuffs because I think Drake is banging Rihanna now. Yeah. Which, by the way, fight over a woman with a bigger chest. She's pretty,
really?
But...
Really?
What?
Really?
To fight over a woman... I mean,
you and your obsession with boobs is a little ridiculous.
Yeah, because I'm the only guy. This is my weird fetish. I hope I find a site dedicated to weird boobs.
Dude, Boat Boy loves boobs. Like,
what, who?
Boat Boy, the guy from last summer.
They're great.
I even asked him, I was like, why did
women
you date
like
me?
Them.
Like, I'm not like a big boob girl. Like, what?
I've gone out with flat chicks.
Hey, I'm not flat.
I'm not saying you're flat.
Don't look at my boobs.
I've gone out with flat. I'm not. I said I've
yes,
gone out with flat chicks. Mm-hmm. I'd never, like, been with an A cup ever, and then like for 4 months every girl I dated was an A, and I'm like, what have I changed in my life? How did this happen? Why do I need to fix me?
Yeah. What do I need to fix?
I mean, they're all like really cute girls, like kind of like other girls.
Well,
you
like
so
the
hot.
Teeny petite girls. They're not always the most well endowed.
Yeah, because I've gone the other route for the sake of boobs, and you just always regret it.
What, the big girls?
Yeah. Never good. Never good. Don't do it.
You are so mean.
Why?
You're very mean.
I just got my tastes.
See, that's what I say when you talk about the guys that I like, and you always
yeah,
crap.
But you've never been with other crap. I've been with all kinds.
Yes, I have. Not every guy in my entire history has been 6'3" with brown hair. Like,
we're some
on.
6'2" with sandy blonde hair.
I hate you. Actually, that's Nick to a T.
Exactly. There you go. I mean, like I said, I like bigger boobs. I've been with A cups. I've been with, like, triple Ds or something.
Okay.
Run the gamut.
I won't give you crap about that. Don't give me crap for my tall guys.
Well, but...
In dead air. You don't
no,
even know what to say.
You're saying, like, don't give me crap about the tall guys. But really, all you do date is the tall guys.
I've dated short guys before.
What's the shortest you've gone? Like, I was
5'6".
Oh, God.
I know. I tried it. I tried it on.
When was this?
I took it off. I didn't like it.
When was this? Well, 5'6 is freakish, though.
No.
5'6 is not freakish height for a man to you?
Well, he was Latin, so I don't know. I guess.
What cartel did he run that he convinced you?
I have a story for you offline about that sometime. About a guy that I kind of maybe made out with in Miami.
Really,
it was associated with something bad.
Wow, that's pretty badass.
I know.
Good
I
for
know.
You.
Hey.
I can't say.
I've tried them all on. I've tried on a different, few different fellas. I like the tall ones. I can't help it.
But you, can
I wear
tall,
really
tall.
Tall shoes.
Okay, fine.
I'm like 6'1" in my favorite heels. Come on, I can't date a short guy.
You could. I've been with girls taller than me in heels.
Yeah, I hate it. I don't want to look down at the guy that I'm with.
You don't, like, want to look down and you share that moment where you grab the back of his head and you bend him over and you kiss
disgusting.
Him?
No, that is so not attractive.
And then he stands back up and you smack him on the ass and you go, now get in the kitchen and make me something nice. I thought that was every little girl's dream.
You're ridiculous.
Thank you. I try.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we can get out now. I mean, it's like 3:55. We
if
should give Squire a couple minutes. Yeah, let's be conscientious.
Let's go say hi to Doug.
Yeah, we'll go visit Doug. There's the out of here music.
Mm-hmm.
I like how I just pretend that that arrives from the heavens and we can leave as soon as we hear it. And it's not just me like reaching
pressing
over trying to
button.
Stay on mic. Yeah, like, where's goddamn Surf Rider? Well, Veronica, thank you for joining me. We'll now go have fun at Doug's for a couple hours. And then I will get home to an evening of Zelda Twilight Princess and pornography.
You should come to Meat Pass with me.
No. Well,
yes.
Maybe I will, and I'll actually eat meat, which will blow your mind.
There you
You'll be
go.
Like, what's next? Will we go to SeaFest and sail a boat? I mean...
I love sailing.
Okay, whatever. Veronica, thank you. They can get a hold of Veronica, a.k.a. you, through my Facebook page. I can put up a direct link to your site on my website.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Then make a Twitter account so the boys can
follow. I have a Twitter account.
Do you do anything with it?
No.
do something, I'll put it on the website.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll talk about
it. I am John Papagiorgio. You can reach me at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. Please go there and click on the iTunes link to subscribe to us. That way you can get every episode of this delivered right to you. Why you would do that, I don't know. Maybe your parents did something to you in your past and you feel you have to punish yourself.
I zoned out, sorry.
I could tell. I was looking for anything. You just like, had your eyes rolled
sparkly.
Back. All right, all right. Play with your ring on your own time. Till next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.